This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Careful what you wish. You just might get it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, the allergies are spreading everywhere. It's like out of the movie, The Happening. It's so bad, I've got to evacuate Texas tomorrow. I'll be popping in on the show. And I'm actually looking at areas that have low allergy levels to move the studios the next year. I'm even telling the crew, you want to come with us? We're leaving. We're leaving Austin. Plus, it's been overrun by Californians anyways. And people that try to take over California, the failed Californians, the losers, the lottery ticket wannabe winners, the fruitcakes, the scum. Arizona, they say, used to be good, but now it's bad there, too, because it's the GMO, folks. It's the chemicals. It's the nanotech. It's triggering everybody. And again, I was somebody, I wasn't allergic to anything. Not bee stings, not penicillin, not opiates, if I had a surgery, nothing. And now I was just racked with allergies this morning. And I got in the car to drive to work, and I walked out and got in the car, and it wasn't placebo. It was happening. My eyes were watering. I was coughing. It hurt. I got in the car. I couldn't breathe. I almost ran off the road. I had to pull over. I started to pull over, pulled back out. It's like the media is not going to tell us this is going on. They're going to just act like everything's normal. It's not normal, folks. Autism has gone from 1 in 30-something thousand to 1 in 56. Mental disorders, neurological disorders have gone from even higher numbers to lower numbers. Cancer in pediatrics has gone from unknown to 10,000% increases. I'm telling you, folks, just like I tell you, other stuff's going on, something's going on. I ain't got my full head around it, but man, is this like a takeout of the species or something? Let me tell you, I'm tough. I'm pretty tough. I've been in fights before. I've had like 3 broken ribs, a broken nose, a broken leg, and I'm still fighting. And let me tell you something. It took everything I had today to keep that car on the road. I mean, I was like purple. And I'm just telling you, there's some stuff going down. It's like World War I nerve gas when I went outside my house. I got filters all over my house now, you name it. Is it the electricity? Is it the wireless they think might stir up your allergies as well? Let me tell you something. I'm ready to go get a farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere and run the damn thing off solar or run it off candles. I don't know, man, because let me tell you something. I ain't somebody that's into being sick. And I know when I feel like I've been run over by an 18-wheeler. I'm only here because it feels better than sitting in bed. So I have had my ass stomped before, and it was preferable to this. I've had people put the boots to my guts, and it feels better than this. This is like fire ants are dumped down my throat. My brain feels like it's about to explode. It's so painful. I'm like, is this a joke? It's been going on for a week, by the way. God almighty. This has been going on for a week. Intense torture. And I ain't telling why. A large part of my office is not even here. I talk to other offices locally. They go, yeah, half our office is gone. Everybody I talk to is sick. People have never been sick or sick. This isn't Kansas, folks. This isn't normal. We got one of the top professors, algorithm scientists, joining us that predicted that Trump was going to win the presidency with an 86% rate. He's predicted the last 5, now I guess it's 6 administrations. So that's coming up. But let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on. The radiation levels are triple what they were 50 years ago in the Northern Hemisphere. I think it's a cocktail of stuff, the toxic waste, the radiation, all of it's being triggered. But my body feels like it's fighting for its life right now. And I'm going to really work on some things to try to mitigate this. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't found them yet. All right, we'll be back on Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. I don't care what color you are. You got red blood, and I love you.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com, CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, people ask, what is this? Is it liberal versus conservative? No, it's reality versus tyranny. It's an information war, and we've got globalists and corporations that admit they want a hegemonic control over information. That's just not happening. And this whole election, Americanism versus globalism, was a repudiation of that. Now, I've followed the work of Dr. Helmut Northup for at least 2 decades since I've been on the air. And he's a professor of political science. I'm not going to go over all of his PhDs and MAs and the rest of it. But he's the guy with the studies and the algorithms he does that predicted Donald Trump had an 80-plus percent chance. It varied between 90 and 86. He can give us all the numbers, but we all saw it. PrimaryModel.com. And so this is what 4 or 5 administrations, I think it's 5 or 6 now, he can fill us in, where he's dead-on predicted. He got a lot of criticism predicting it would be Trump, but the Google algorithm predicted it. A lot of other social network systems predicted it. It isn't hard when Trump had like 10 times the traffic of Hillary and 20 times the crowds. But it is hard to keep predicting inaccurately. But he and others have also looked at it and said it's troubling numbers for people trying to impeach Trump down the road. So he joins us via video Skype. Primary Model 16 is his Twitter. PrimaryModel.com is his website. I won't go over his bio. He really doesn't need an introduction. But Dr. Helmut Northup, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on your show again. Thank you.
You bet. Where should we start?
Well, we can start at the very end. It worked out terrifically that what I predicted in March came true when a lot of people had said that it would be impossible and that Hillary would be favored. And so it's very rewarding that it turned out the way I predicted.
Well, you did call it again. Explain to people how you do this.
Well, it's a formula that sort of distills about 100 years of elections in this country into a formula. It doesn't take into account polls. It doesn't look at what people say they might be doing or what kind of things might affect the vote. It really only looks at what happens in elections, in the general elections in November, and then in the primary elections in throughout the year, and most recently just very early. And there's some very interesting patterns that I found that will tell you ahead of time what's going to happen. So, for example, something that many people have sort of noticed, too, that after two terms of a party in the White House, there's sort of a very good likelihood of change. And this was clearly a sort of on the horizon this time, in particular because Obama did not do as well in his re-election than in the first election. And that's sort of a sign that maybe the change that he was introducing is sort of wearing off and that people are looking for another change. And this is clearly what drove much of the campaign.
Well, Professor, Doctor, I've got my own internal algorithm, and I know this. If you've got 900-plus members of legislatures going Republican, all these governors, 16 members of the Senate, a whole bunch in the House, to me, that is a referendum on we don't want the establishment. If Trump doesn't deliver or die trying very quickly, the public's going to turn against him. But I know in some of your algorithms, some of your formulas, you're saying it'll be the Republican establishment that's actually his enemy, not the public.
Mm-hmm. Well, he certainly has a good chance in his first term to do something, because the first term president, at least with that part, is pretty safe. I would say that based on sort of his historical patterns in elections, that somebody like Trump, after doing what he did in this election, will probably have a good chance of getting reelected. Now, in the midterm that he's facing in 2 years, it might be a little different. And we've seen it with Obama. We've seen it with Clinton. We've seen it with some Republicans. There is a chance that there'll be sort of a surge back to the other party. I think you should expect that. And it sort of depends on whether that's big enough to take away the majority that he has now in the House and the Senate.
Sure. And I pulled the numbers up because I got one wrong here from memory. Democrats have lost 900-plus state legislative seats, 12 governors, 69 House seats, 13 Senate seats. I was saying Republicans gained 16, the Democrats lost 13 Senate seats. I mean, these are massive, massive losses. We were told the Republican Party was about to die and become just a southern state party, but it seems what the Democrats said basically became the tombstone so-called for their party.
Mm-hmm. What I find most interesting in this election, which I don't think anybody expected or predicted, is that Donald Trump essentially won it in three northern Midwestern states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, which has now been called for him. And that's a remarkable achievement for a Republican to win, because he had to do it with the kind of voters that used to be very strongly attached to the Democrats, white, working class people, voters in those states. And that's sort of a development that I don't think was foreseen, although if you follow the Trump campaign, I think it was sort of in the making. I mean, that was sort of a design to appeal to exactly that group of voters.
Well, all I know is this. Trump has reached out to minority voters, something the Democrats don't do except for race baiting, talking about tax cuts and things like that. What do you make of Bannon? I don't know if you saw his Hollywood Reporter interview about 2 weeks ago, where he said, we want the Republican Party to take over the next 50 to 100 years if we can deliver tax cuts to poor people, working class, middle class, across the board, and reignite Americana instead of this command and control economy. Looking at all your different models and algorithms, Doctor, do you think there's any hope for that?
Well, I don't really have an angle about that. I think.
Sure. So, what do you see then, populism-wise? Or, I mean, what do you see in the tea leaves? It seems like the whole world is turning against globalism, from Germany to France to Spain to the UK. It seems like Americanism, not globalism, is the credo.
Well, I would say, I mean, he would have to do it probably beyond like tax cuts. I mean, you would have to see some very sort of strong signs that certain jobs are doing well in this country. Like in these states, I think in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio. I mean, that whole belt of states. And I don't know whether tax cut is the only way that you do that. If there's any way that you can reverse maybe what is happening to the flow of jobs in those states.
So you're saying better trade deals and infrastructure investment.
Absolutely. I think that's probably the a very strong selling point that he has, and where I think he can count on a lot of Democrats to support that too. So that will be a very good beginning. And if that sort of generates the kind of economic response that people are looking for in these states, I think that could mean that Trump would be able to consolidate these gains that he made in that area.
I think that's an important point you make. It's individuals that create the economy, but it is, like Obama said, you didn't build it. Well, we did build it, but if we don't have infrastructure or trains or trucks or roads, then our individual dreams can't basically be manifest through those systems. And the United States, especially the Northeast, as you mentioned, I mean, I was there when I was a kid. I was there in college. I've been there recently. It looks like a bomb hit it. I mean, it is falling apart. It is scary. I mean, that sounds like a Herculean job to try to fix that.
Yeah, certainly. But I think the party has a tradition of that. I mean, the Republican Party in the 19th century was a party that built like the Intercontinental Railroad and other projects.
And then Eisenhower in the 20th with the interstate highways.
Well, same thing too. You're right, absolutely. I mean, Eisenhower, that was a big achievement, accomplishment, and so I think there's a tradition of Republicans doing these things.
There certainly is. What do you think, from looking at your demographics and your models, the Democrats were thinking? Because I'm not a super statistician, rocket science like you are, and I mean, you're one of the top brains out there, so I mean that seriously. I can just read at a gut level the tea leaves and see they were so disconnected. I mean, do you agree with that statement? Or, I mean, what are they thinking? Because they only seem to be intensifying their same old race baiting. Everybody I know, I don't care what color they are, they just want prosperity. They don't want more race fighting.
Well, I think what you see is that the Democrats are doing very well in states like California, New York, coastal states with a heavy proportion of minority voters. And a lot of people had thought that the Republican Party would have to compete on that on that terrain, and clearly, I mean, if we had a national vote, I mean, the outcome might have been different. I mean, we have an electoral college, and that has a certain effect on the way the vote comes out, and it's a pretty narrow sort of victory in these three states. I mean, let's not kid ourselves, 10,000, 20,000, 70,000.
Sure.
And it's very important for, I think, the Republicans to maintain in a strong position that they consolidate these gains. So I think they should particularly look at what you have to do in states like that and surrounding states like Ohio and so on to be sure that you hold on to that.
Again, Dr. Helmut Northup, one of the top political scientists in the world, is our guest. Now going after the article from Fox News, CNN, you name it, is it five elections or six presidentials that you've accurately predicted? I mean, you've never been wrong. That's pretty stunning.
Well, I made the point that in the election of 2000, I predicted the popular vote. So by that score, I would have to sort of take a back seat this time, because Donald Trump didn't win the popular vote, but I certainly predicted that he would be elected president. So somehow I had a feeling that he would make it in the Electoral College. So somewhere along the line, I might have to make a deduction for my.
Okay, so you've gotten five. You've gotten five predicted then.
Yes, yes.
Generally, even counting, this is a victory. Let me just add this. I know you're a scientist. You just go off the data you have, but let's be honest. They admit there's 3 million illegals on the voting rolls. 4 million, well, they actually are saying 20 million in Pew Research, but 4 million, they believe, voted. And I can pull those numbers up. They say Trump's crazy saying that. That's in the major research. The numbers vary, but it's in the millions. I mean, come on. I've had Beth Harris, who's a big liberal, but she's the top election fraud expert. She has scientists involved. She said all the anomalies went against Trump. 5 states probably got stolen from Trump. So can you speculate about, oh, my God, for the first time ever, your algorithm, your research model wasn't exactly right. You predicted the winner. Oh, but you thought Trump would win the popular vote. Hillary, they have 7 states with Democrats getting bills to the governor's desk to have illegals vote. Then they act like Trump's crazy to raise this as an issue. I think it's very legitimate to stay without a recount, but this whole push for, you know, dead people, again, people voting in dead people's names and others voting, I think it's clear that the Democratic Party is quarterbacking this whole operation, and that you were probably right, Doctor, that he probably did win the popular vote.
Well, I mean, it's a tall order. I mean, it's about 2 million plus right now in the popular vote counts. You need a lot of people who voted illegally to sort of change that balance. So we'll have to see. I mean, I'm sure that there'll be a lot of studies, a lot of research done to check the voting rolls and see whether people on the voting rolls are there legitimately or not. I think that's going to be something that's going to happen.
What'd you make of Jill Stein only recounting states that Trump won?
Well, it's sort of curious that she's filing a petition because, I mean, she's not in the running to win anything. And in fact, I mean, she probably, by her campaign, deprived Hillary Clinton of some maybe critical number of votes that would have given, I mean, those 3 states to her. It's sort of really, really bizarre. It's hard to follow that.
Dr. Helmut Northam, one of the top political scientists in the world, he's predicted 5 presidential elections accurately, saying he didn't predict Trump accurately because he said he'd win the popular 2. Well, look, he was an underdog. You said he'd win. You've been proven right. I'm gonna give you 6 then, okay? Even though you only give yourself 5 in a row, this is becoming, you know, just incredibly incredible. Now, looking at this, primarymetal.com has it all broken down. Obviously, it is 2 million votes. Hillary's winning by the popular vote. Sounds like a big mountain to climb, but you're dealing with 330 million people nationally. Project Veritas has all these videos of them admitting that the Democrats are having people vote 10 times apiece. They got caught and arrested all over the country. All I'm saying is it's legitimate for Trump to point that happened. Here's Pew Research about a week before the election.
Here's some shocking new numbers for you suggesting the true extent of voter fraud across this country. Remember, we've been told by Supreme Courts, by federal courts, by the Democratic Party, that don't worry about those voter ID laws because there's not voter fraud. Well, a Pew Research report shows that 1 in 8 voter registrations are, quote, significantly inaccurate or no longer valid, suggesting further potentially some 18 million invalid voter registrations in this country, nearly 2 million dead people. That is, dead, are still listed as voters, and they've got friends who apparently keep them company.
So there you go. And Dr. Helmut Norpeth, I'm saying Northam, like Northam, yeah. Norpeth is our guest, primarymetal.com. So, I mean, looking at that, all I'm saying is the Democrats seem to be the main overseers of classical voter fraud, and they got caught quite a bit.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen the evidence. I think we have to do some checking of these voter rolls in some states where there are discrepancies and where it looks like maybe some people got on the rolls that shouldn't have been. I mean, I guess it's very easy these days to do that. It's an honor system, and you don't need much proof. And but I think that's going to be a big thing to look into in the future.
Primarymodel.com, Professor Norpeth, we've only got 5 minutes left. I want to give you the floor because you're the expert just on demographics, trends, other amazing predictions you've made, because it's not often we get to talk to the Oracle here, who's got about a 99% accuracy rate. It is scary, so let us inside that brain. What else do you see out in the future?
You mean in this country and some other countries?
Wherever you want. I mean, nationalism against globalism, sure. You've got the floor for 5 minutes.
Well, right now I've been asked by somebody in France to predict the French presidential election, where you might have a very similar development coming up. You have a very strong candidate on the right, Marine Le Pen. It might be quite a shock if she wins on top of Trump and Brexit. So that might indicate a very sweeping change in other countries. Germany is next year. I've done some forecasting of German elections in the past. I've been lucky a couple of times getting it right. And there, too, you have developments that are very disturbing to the established parties. They're being challenged from sort of Trump-like movements and political parties. So I see a lot of opportunities to extend my forecasting expertise, and many of these models are clearly built on what I've done in this country. I mean, the basic idea is that you have some notion about how sort of elections change over time. There's a pendulum swing. The candidates that are in the running, how strong they are. Some countries have primaries, like France. Others have not. So I find I have a busy agenda on my hands in the next couple of years.
Dr. Hellman Norpeth, what should Trump do if he wants to get a second term? I mean, looking at these trends, what should he do to complete his agenda according to your algorithms versus what will hurt him?
Well, I think we've talked about that already. I think he has a popular program about infrastructure, which will have economic benefits in states that he needs to hold on. Any kind of economic setback in the overall economy will not be good for him. So presidents sort of do rise and fall with the economy. He's facing challenges in the Middle East. He'll have to decide what to do or not to do. Russia is a threat. We're still wondering how sort of his relationship with Putin will play out. He seems to be a little chummy with him. And, of course, the Chinese. I mean, he has made big statements about what to do about China. If that sort of creates tensions and maybe a confrontation, all these things are things that will decide whether he will get reelected or not.
So talking to Professor Dr. Hellman Norpeth, it sounds like you're saying it's Trump's to win or lose. It's really up to Donald Trump.
Yes, absolutely. I think in the first term, after you come to power the way he did by defeating the party that's been in the White House, you are generally extended the benefit of the doubt by the electorate to do what you set out to do. And I think the electorate is sort of forgiving, even if things don't work out perfectly. I mean, you saw that with Obama. 2012, you saw it with Bush in 2004, Clinton 96. So there's definitely a pattern historically that a real first term president has a pretty good chance to get reelected.
And he's got what most new presidents don't have. He has the trifecta, the executive, the legislative, and of course the judicial. It's Trump to lose.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's a very good point, and I think it should be emphasized that we haven't really seen that in history very much, especially for the Republican Party. Like Reagan didn't have that advantage, Bush didn't, Nixon, Eisenhower. So Trump is in a really very unique position, which is sort of maybe ironic because he didn't run as a sort of a standard Republican, but maybe that's exactly the recipe why he did it. So and I think some of the things, I mean, that he wants to do, he probably can count on Democratic support, and he has to maximize that wherever he has an opportunity to do that. That's what he should go for.
Donald Trump, we are all here participants, not just viewers. We are in the arena with Donald Trump, all of us together. This is an amazing time, and I got to tell you, Dr. Hellman Norpeth, very impressive. I'll give you 6 predicted right, because, I mean, you did say anti-president. you said popular vote, too. And I think there was fraud, so I'll give it to you. Right, I mean, you have predicted 6 elections. That is unprecedented, and let me tell you, I really respect you for that. Please join us again, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to do it anytime.
Wow. Okay, well, primarymodel.com. Thank you, sir. You talked to like William Binney, former head of the NSA and stuff. Those guys like this guy, they got big brains, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We've got a lot of news to cover.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Imagine your brain is so dialed into data that you can predict 6 elections in a row. That's the guy we just had on. That's why I just love humanity and love what God created. And that's why I know we're made in the image of God. You can go to the levels of like these sculptors and these musicians and these writers and or these farmers or these cooks, these chefs. I mean, or these people that create these incredible engines for race cars or helicopters. I mean, humanity is amazing. And that's why I get so sick of hearing how we're bad all day. I can take the stupidest person out there and turn them into something if I have the time and energy to do it. And if I give them the confidence.
And everything about this political correct system is about taking your confidence, making you feel like everybody's out to get you and the whole world's against you. And the truth is, there are some racist people out there. They're usually losers or they're globalist. The truth is, the companies and systems that are out there that are operating that aren't globalist, they're just looking for cool people. They're just looking for normal folks that don't have an axe to grind and want to get stuff done and want to have a good time. I know that's all I want to do is help people and build things and get along and be happy. But we've got such arrested development in this country. Now, I've only plugged once today. And we're an hour and a half into the transmission. And I've had the accountant come over and say, hey, you need to fund the operation, Alex. You need to plug the sponsors. And Lord knows that's true. But the fun part is not sitting here plugging stuff. That's why I got rid of most of our sponsors. A lot of them were great, but I can't sit there and vet them and deal with them and play games with them and take them to dinner and play with their winkies and all the rest of it. I just don't do it. I just don't have time for it. That's why 70% of what we do is funded by you with InfoWars Nightly News memberships with a paid app, InfoWars.com/app. And so when I tell you thank you for creating this, it's not talk. It's not I'm just patting you on the head. You don't support us, the oxygen's off, we're dead. You support us, we get stronger, we get meaner, we get more focused. You don't, I'm running around like a fire drill trying to just keep the thing afloat. Some people point out I'm the main reason that we have to sit there and worry about money sometimes because I don't care about it. I really don't. It's not that I'm ashamed of money. I love free market. I don't want to turn people loose, but money and status is not the end-all be-all for me. It's way down the totem pole. Free will and free association and dominating and crushing tyrants and pedophiles and serial killers. I mean, I'll be honest. You asked the other day what I'm into. I'm into crushing evil. I'm just going to be honest with you. And I wish other people had that instinct. I'm here to reignite that instinct so people understand what life and free will is all about. But briefly, we've had specials last week. The biggest specials of the week now all combined are Cyber Monday. I did not really plug it yesterday, so I'm extending it today, maybe even tomorrow. I don't know. Some of these products are selling out. So some of these will live. We got 30% off Super Male Vitality, an amazing product. Just go research it for yourself. Just take it. See what I'm talking about. 50% off high-quality coil silver. 30% off, again, I guess I have Super Bowl Vitality twice in my stack here. Can't say enough about that. That's available. And we have extended Black Friday preparedness right through Cyber Monday and Tuesday. Get 34% off InfoWars high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, we have Black Friday extended right through Monday and Tuesday. 30% off Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, as I mentioned. There's a lot of other specials. You can sign up for auto ship on things that are obviously reorderable, like BrainForce Plus or Secret 12 or BioPCA or Living Defense, Deep Cleanse, Lung Cleanse, BioTrue, Selenium, Knockout, Sleep Aid, Anthroplex, Winter Sun, Liver Cleanse, Oxy Powder, Prostaguard, Bone and Joint Formula. The Oxy Powder is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. And you can get really high-quality products at the lowest prices. These are definitely the lowest prices of the year when you talk about specific items. And quite frankly, we run sales a lot more than we used to just because for whatever Pavlovian reason, people buy when we do it. So if we can sell a lot more at a lower price, I'm going to do it. All I know is I want to get more camera people. I want to get more reporters. I want to get more researchers. I need legal where it's not just farmed out. But I don't want to oversee my reporter stories. But, man, we're into dangerous waters at these points. This is big stuff. We got the whole world watching. And I try to get stuff right, and I get it wrong sometimes. So big fish eat little fish. And I learned a long time ago, it was like 12 years ago, people were trying to sue me and shut me down. And I wasn't trying to be a big operation, but I was already having such a big effect. And I realized, big fish eat little fish. They're trying to guilt me all day because I make money or I sell products when that's total freedom. That's free association. They think I'm trying to make money and trying to be big. I guess it's my responsibility to really show them what I can do. And I've been on air 21 years, and let me tell you, we've shown them what we can do. If you look at InfoWars now, there's nothing bigger in media worldwide except for Drudge. And Drudge is a special creature because it's one website and a Twitter, and it's number three in the new ratings. It's up on InfoWars.com for multiple rating services on the web. Only ESPN and MSN, because it has something like a 500 million email users, I guess, is why it's like the new AOL or whatever. So it's not about who's big, but it's about, again, restating over and over again. So think about that. It's ESPN, Bread and Circuses. It's MSM. That's Drudge Report. Digital Vision has a big breakdown on it. We're like 84 or something on the list. And I have no desire to ever be bigger than Drudge. I could care less. It's a real pleasure to see them try to kill Drudge and do everything they could, and he only got bigger. Like twice as big than last time. Biggest year he ever had. Biggest month he ever had. Same thing for us. It just gives me a lot of hope. A lot of hope. Because everything they've done has only blown up in their face. And to be bigger than the BBC and the Hollywood Reporter and Wired and just all of them really illustrates what a joke the New World Order is. And again, InfoWars.com is an okay website. It's got great articles and stuff, but it's like older generation, not even that good. Just imagine what we do with the resources. But InfoWars, like I told you, according to the Google algorithm, is on average per month 23% of our reach. You add all our stuff together, it's as big as it gets. And that's not a power trip for me. It's a responsibility. It actually makes me feel sick. Because every minute I'm not fighting, every minute I'm not engaged is minutes the enemy's winning. And I now have gotten on the same level playing field with these people. And I have sworn my entire life that I would fight tyranny. And I have prayed over and over again that God take me over and make me a vessel to resist these people. And then now it's happened. And I see where the road leads. And I just hope this body and these cells are strong enough to handle this. Because I'm in constant presence of God. They call it the Holy Spirit. And I don't think the average person can. I can't deal with this discernment. I can't deal with this. The Bible repeatedly talks about being in the presence of God. You feel dirty and like your best works are rags. Being in the presence of God is to constantly feel like you're being dressed down. Even though God loves you, when you're in the presence of God and life and everything good, it's very humbling. And then I look at these arrogant corporate whores who spend all their time trying to deceive their fellow humans and deserve evil. And just looking at them, I feel dirty. And my God-fearing cells absolutely recoil. And I say, God, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to look at them. I don't want to face them. I don't want to fight them. And in the same millisecond, God says, you asked for this. And so you know the answer. And it's still free will, but I'm far beyond that. I asked for this, and I am now, as impure as I am, as twisted as I am now possessed. I am now completely turned over to fighting evil. And it is incredible now how far I can see. It's indescribable now. And I just wish that the enemy could see what I saw. Because if they ever saw this, they know the world cannot deliver them. They want to be powerful. They want to be informed. They want to be strong. God was all those things. to know this. You're not living in the middle of some boring thing here. Your life has incalculable value simply because you're conscious. And it's the decisions you make, every one of them, are a ritual, which just means energy in the universe. What we do on this planet that we think of as insignificant, floating around the edge of a spiral galaxy, sends shockwaves through the universe. And I'm not going to get any more metaphysical than that because the enemy will turn it against people. But just know, this planet is very important. What we do now is going to have reverberations like a seed, like a mustard seed of the earth, that are incalculable. But just know this, evil will fail. This corruption, these people that want to, can you imagine one of these super pale, I don't say that to be anti-white, but just super pale with this weird regalia, comes waddling in to rape some three-year-old. I mean, can you imagine serving a God that does that? Can you imagine being Hillary Clinton, who they now announce is planning to run in 2020? Talk about arrogance. Talk about not knowing her expiration date is up. I got a lot of clips I want to play. I just want you to know that evil and good is real. The spiritual realm is real. The enemy knows that. They try to keep you out of that all day long because the minute you realize God's real, all their TV, all their Hollywood, all their awards, all their red carpets are jokes. And I don't call the system a joke so I can feel like I'm better than it on a power trip. I feel sad and embarrassed for them. They'd sell their souls for recognition from things that are so empty, they don't even have any essence. And because they don't have an essence, they seek to destroy those that do. Innocence, the pure of heart. It's the metaphor of the zombie wants to eat your brain because it doesn't have one. And we shouldn't take pleasure in the fact that our enemy's so fallen. We should regret the fact that so many did fall and do our work now to make sure others don't. I've got a few video clips I want to play here before we go to break. Come back with more news. I got a whole other hour to host here with my voice out. But I have several video clips that we were mentioning earlier that I think are extremely important. I think I've lost my video list, but there was some really important. That's right. That's exactly what I wanted to go to next year. You're a genius how you do what I wanted to go to next year. And as I found the list, let's look at these students with smartphones and cars. And I'm not saying the smartphones are good, just they have more choices. They have more wealth. They have more medicine. They have more options than anybody in the world's ever seen. And they sit there and look at Castro's Cuba, a failed hellhole. And these university students, AU students, prefer Castro to Trump. And then we have a clip of Vicente Fox saying the men are the two and the same. Here it is.
Do you have a more favorable opinion of Fidel Castro or Donald Trump?
That's a tough question.
Oh, boy. That is a tough question.
I mean, right now, I don't think Donald Trump is very good, and I know that Fidel Castro has done some good things for the world, so I'd say he's proven himself, at least in the long term, to be more favorable, in my opinion, than Donald Trump.
He was a remarkable leader in many ways.
Oh, that's really hard. You want to go first? That is
tough question. Okay. I would say, like, at this very moment, I have a better opinion of Fidel Castro.
Oh, my God.
I don't. Either way, I just don't. Fidel Castro, that I don't. I never really had an opinion on to start with, other than he was really, really bad for the world. Donald Trump, I still don't have an opinion on. I just choose to ignore it.
If it's anything like, if his administration is anything like he said it will be, then I think that Fidel Castro will absolutely have been a better leader to the Cuban people than Trump will be to the U.S., just based on his...
We come back, we're going to play Cindy Fox's response to all this, but if you're not a TV viewer, you miss it. These people look half dead. They can hardly talk. Their eyes don't point the right direction. I'm not being mean. These are half dead people. They're in a dream state. They're into how they're all in charge because they're part of the mothership program. Not realizing they're getting worthless degrees to be worthless slaves in a system that already decided there'd be a world better off without humanity. They were caught to commit cultural and spiritual suicide. They never even knew what hit them.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Don't want no shackles on me.
So, Donald Trump's never imprisoned anybody for their political views.
Don't want no shackles.
He's never launched wars in Angola or in Latin America. He's never arrested people in mass and cut their genitals off like Fidel Castro mentally did, but that's okay because he's trendy. He's anti-American, so it's cool because our big universities paid for by Robert Barron said so. But here's Vicente Fox comparing both men to each other, saying they're both evil con artists. Here it is.
Well, Cuba is going to be a great Latin American nation as soon as they get rid of the Castro. So nobody needs dictators. And by the way, that kind of dictatorship, that kind of authoritarian leaders, is very similar to Trump. They lie, they cheat, they are false prophets, they promise many things, but they are not going to be able to comply. So we need
comparing Donald Trump to Fidel Castro is beyond the pale. Fidel Castro was a murdering thug who tortured people, who imprisoned people, and quite frankly, Mr. President, I ask you to take that back, comparing Fidel Castro to Donald Trump.
No, I don't take it back. I insist on his genius. They are similar, authoritarian. They impose their wills. They only think that they have the right and the reason. He only won, in the case of Trump, with 25% of American support, American citizen support, that doesn't give him enough of a mandate to impose his own ideas over a nation and over the world.
President, thank you for being here. Former president of the
Mexico. A pleasure. Thank you.
Vicente Fox.
Thank you. And God bless us in front of Trump.
And Fidel Castro was a murdering dictator who crushed the freedoms of his people.
I'll say this. Vicente Fox was no dictator. So he's no Fidel Castro, but comparing Trump to him is just ridiculous. And look, Vicente Fox is really a Texan. That's where all their property is and all their money. He's like a Texan that went down to Mexico to run stuff. Whatever, man. You're just getting attention on Trump's back. Trump is not a dictator. Trump didn't do things Fidel Castro did, and that's not fair to compare those two. It's BS. It's total BS. Mind-blowing. But I'll give Fox this. He does actually know about the history of Cuba and Mexico, and what the communists tried to do in Mexico was very nasty, actually. So, again, when you know real history, you're almost cursed with it because you're informed about it. You know what's going on. You know what's unfolding, and the general public doesn't. And I'll say that in an elitist way. You're like trying to talk to folks just to understand what you're saying. Now, Paul Watson, is he hosting the fourth hour today? I know he's under the weather like I am. He was going to let us know earlier. I'm going to host the third hour, and we've got a bunch of clips, but I'm also going to take your phone calls, whether you agree with me, disagree with me. What do you think about what Trump's up to? What do you think about what's happening with all these calls for censorship? All the topics I've thrown out, all the issues I've raised. Hillary's planning to get another run for 2020. They have her brain in a jar, like Drudge says. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, Paul Watson. He's putting on the big boy pants. And he's going to be hosting from London, England, the fourth hour today. And I will host the third hour coming up at 800-259-9231. Again, I don't have the flu, I don't have a cold. We have the worst allergies Austin's ever had. Whether it's coupled with chemicals, I don't know. Almost everybody's sick, and I have never had allergies one-tenth as bad as this. This is, again, 20 years ago, I thought allergies were something that hypochondriacs had. Now I've learned they're very, very real. The only reason I'm here on air is I love to fight tyranny, and it's a lot more painful sitting in bed, laying down with this stuff. So I'm going to stay real busy today until I get real tired, because laying down is like getting kicked in the ribs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.